Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Many young people today, whether it's here in the U.S. or around the world, they're all buying in to this global culture, this entertainment industry, these kind of pop cultural sound bites about who they are, about their value. And they're really defined by that concept of secularism, where the church is not relevant to their day-to-day life. And then also this kind of relativistic mindset where I decide what's right for me and you decide right for you. You know, if you're into Jesus, that's cool. I'm into Buddha, but that doesn't really matter. And so that kind of speaks to the mindset of young people today. And so our whole mission, it started with punks and anarchists, but now that's a broad young demographic all over the world. And so our mission is to reach the global youth culture, to communicate Jesus in a language they can understand, and then develop a way of discipling them and growing them in their faith.
Yeah, so people reject the real Jesus, and we need to get the truth out. We need to let them discover who the real Jesus is, and you guys are killing it with that. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. And I mean, that's the only reason I want to follow him is because he's real. And I think that people today, just like they've always had to, they need to see the reality of Jesus. He's relevant for today, that he has answers for today. And we're seeing that everywhere we go, that there's this cynicism towards what they think Jesus is in the church. But when they discover who this Jesus is, they want him. They want to know him. And they're hungry. That's why we've seen so many people responding, thousands of people responding. Some of the most cynical ones are often the first ones to come and fall on their knees and give their life to Jesus. I mean, we were playing in Beirut in a really crazy environment there. And there's a, I don't know, can I say the name of the band?
Let's not.
Yeah, better not.
But they came to, they were at our show, and they came to a meeting we were having, and and I said, if you want to know Jesus, you have to come up here and you have to kneel. And the entire band came forward and gave their life to Jesus.
Oh, man.
But I mean, I can't say the name of the band. It kind of wrecks the story a little bit.
Sorry.
But it's a very big band. It's a big band.
Yeah, anyway, we were playing with another band, and they were called the Falling Melons. And, I went up to him and said, hey, we pray before our show. When we pray for you? And he's going, yeah, I guess, whatever, you know. And so we just kind of got together and said, Lord, help them to have the best concert they've ever had, in their whole life, which is kind of weird if you know their lyrics to their music. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so they're playing, and he came off stage, and he's going, man, I've never prayed before, and that was the best concert we've ever had. And I said, well, let's talk some more later. And then after our show, I said, if you want to know Jesus, come up here on the stage. And the entire band came on the stage and gave their life to Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.